This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. And we'll be giving you this morning farm show live from the 91st State FFA Convention here in Springfield. First things first, though, we'll give you your closing market numbers from the Chicago Board of Trade from yesterday's close. July corn was to 427 and three quarters, up 12. September corn finished at 436 and a quarter, up 12 and a quarter. And December corn was to 447, up 12 and a half. Soybeans for July were to 859 and a quarter, up three quarters of a cent. August soybeans were to 866 and a quarter, up a penny. And September beans were to 873 and a quarter, also up one penny. Chicago wheat for July was to 518, up 10 and a half. September wheat was to 521 and a quarter, up 9.5, and December wheat was to 532, up 7.5. Bean meal for July was to 314.40, up a dollar. August bean meal was to 315.60, up 90 cents. And September bean meal was to 317.30, up 80 cents. Finally, bean oil for July was to 27.22, down 16. August bean oil was to 27.35, down 16 as well. And September bean oil was to 27.47, down 16 also. And now we'll take you to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for yesterday's cash grain report.
This is Tuesday's report of grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Tuesday afternoon. This morning's USDA report for the 2019-2020 crop year lowered corn ending stocks and raised soybean ending stocks. They lowered production and yield of corn and left soybean production and yield the same as the May report. In northern and west Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 12 to 13 cents at 382 to 410. Soybean bids were steady to a penny higher at 773 to 820. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 15 cents at 399 to 421. Soybean bids were steady to a penny higher at 801 to 834. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 12 to 15 cents at 386 to 438. While soybean bids were steady to 2 cents higher at 803 to 849. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 1 to 6 cents higher at 837 to 859. Basis was unchanged to up 5 at 2200 option to July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 301.40 to 319.40 a ton, up a dollar a ton, with basis steady at 1300 to 5 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 12 to 17 cents higher at 417 to 438, with basis unchanged up 5 at 1100 at 10 over the July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted the producer corn bids 12 cents higher at 412 to 428, with basis steady at 1600 option to July. Soybeans ended steady to down a penny at 829 to 836, with basis down 1 to 2 at 3000 to 2300 of the July. New crop wheat prices were up 11 cents at 488 to 518, with basis unchanged to 30 under the option in July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 12 to 13 cents higher at 435 to 440. Their soybean prices were steady to 2 cents lower, quotations at 863 to 866. Soft wheat closed up 10 to 18 cents, 554 to 556. Milo ended the day 12 cents higher at 452 to 453. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 394 to 418, soybeans at 803 to 832. In the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 409 to 427, soybeans at 823 to 852. In the southern part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 388 to 432, soybeans at 816 to 847, and June-July wheat at 497 to 537. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Taking a look at your livestock futures from the Chicago Board of Trade, live cattle for June were to 110.67, up 97 cents. August live cattle were to 106.82, up 52 cents. And October live cattle were to 107.85, up 70 cents. Feeder cattle were lower yesterday. August feeders were to 138.12, down $1.70. September feeder cattle were to 138.60, down $1.12. And October feeder cattle were to 138.97, down 77 cents. Lean hogs for June were to 79. $79.07, down 20. July lean hogs were to $84.37, down $1.82. In August, lean hogs were to $82.97, down $1.87. Now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for yesterday's cash livestock report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations are 200-pound pork carcass traded 60 cents higher, in a range of $67 to $77, with a weighted average carcass price of $75.30. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow price were $1 to $4 lower, with light demand for heavy offerings. U.S. 1 to 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded $26 to $33, 4 to 5 weighted $28 to $35, 5 to 6 weighted $30 to $37, and over 600 pounds $32 to $40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices of barrels and gilts at country buying points were $1 to $3 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings range from $47 to $51. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts is total $16,820. In the direct cattle trade, in the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers on a dress basis traded at $182. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 393 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $83.76, which is 30 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Port, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $222.39, which is 73 cents higher, while select carcasses were $208.25, which was 54 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 122,000 compared to 120,000 last week, and 118,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 478,000 compared to 477,000 last week and 447,000 one year ago. A recap of the Fairview Sale Barn auction for today had total receipts of 218. Compared to last week, slaughter steers sold 250 higher, slaughter heifers sold a dollar higher, slaughter cows sold mostly 75 to $3 higher. Choice steers from 116 to 122.50. Choice heifers from 115 to 119.50. Breaker cows from 60.50 to 67.50. Boner cows at 54 to 64.50. Lean cows at 49.50 to 56.50. And bulls from $72 to $79. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Taking a look into your ag news for this Wednesday morning, almost 1,000 farm and food groups have written congressional leaders to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement in a clear move to step up pressure to get the deal done. The letter to the top leaders of the House and Senate urging USMCA approval probably has more signatures than any letter of its kind in recent memory. It's a loud and clear message of how desperately agriculture needs more trade amid depressed prices, lost income, trade wars, bad weather, and increased bankruptcies. House Livestock Subcommittee Chair Jim Costa.
Over 900 agriculture organizations throughout the country supporting the United States, Mexico-Canada agreement on trade, and without objection, we will submit it for the record.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi insists the USMCA deal be reopened to beef up enforcement, something all three nations oppose, and must be resolved before the White House sends it to the Hill. Should USMCA fail, U.S. Trade Ambassador for Agriculture Greg Dowd tells the livestock panel,
"We've got plans to move forward in a lot of different places in the world, and if we don't get USMCA done, it halts the entire trade agenda of the entire administration."
USDA Undersecretary for Trade Ted McKinney called USMCA a template for future agreements. Chairman Costa and other panel Democrats criticized the president's use of tariffs as a negotiating tool and challenged McKinney and Dowd on the West Wing differences on protecting ag.
"Mr. Chairman, there is no doubt in my mind the White House has our and the ag community's back. And I think we can see this with many tweets. We can see this in his statements, with his actions. Now, how we're going about it clearly is an issue because we're in choppy waters. But if you're asking the question, does the White House have our back? The answer is yes."
All right.
Kenny and Dowd rebuffed criticism. The president's tariffs have also damaged talks with China, arguing China's kept out of the majority of U.S. farm commodities. McKinney said he's not given up on the China deal, adding talks could resume when and if the two nations' leaders meet at a G20 summit in Japan later this month. Farmers are making progress on planting, but the wet spring means lower production. Department of Agriculture crop progress numbers show roughly 15.8 million acres of corn and 33.6 million acres of soybeans remain to be planted. The World Agricultural Supply and Demand Report released Tuesday predicts U.S. corn production to fall 1.45 billion bushels to 13.7 billion. However, USDA left the soybean forecast unchanged with several weeks remaining in the planting season. The USDA raised the expected season average corn price to $3.80 per bushel and the season average soybean price to $8.25. Meanwhile, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue confirmed this week that prevent plant acres could not be included in the market facilitation program. However, Perdue said the USDA is exploring legal flexibilities to provide a minimal per acre payment to farmers who filed prevent plant and chose to plant a eligible cover crop. Perdue says the USDA will provide more details in the coming weeks. The market facilitation program is currently under review by the White House Office of Management and Budget. Taking a look into more local news, the 2019 Sangamon County Fair in New Berlin started yesterday and will be running through Sunday the 16th. Katie King is the secretary of the Sangamon County Fair Board, and she explains some ag events coming up this week.
We've got a week full of fun activities for the entire family. Some of the things we do, we've got the livestock show. As far as every species, we've got sheep that show on Tuesday, our pigs show on Wednesday and Thursday, our rabbit and poultry shows on Friday, and then Saturday we're teaming up with the Sangamon County Farm Show, and we're doing an antique tractor cruise. So we start out at the high school here in town, drive a few miles around the county, and then wrap up back at the fairgrounds for a little contest on our antique tractors. And then Sunday we kind of wrap up with the cattle show. One of the things we do have in the commercial building is what we call the hayloft. It stands for helping all youth learn a farming technique, and that's something that's open every day for kids and families. There is things such as being able to milk a cow, pick apples off the apple tree, learn the process of how your field gets from the farm to the table, and things like that.
Going back to the tractor cruise you were talking about, is there a process where somebody would have to register, or could they just show up with their tractor and join in the fun?
You can get the information either on the County Fair's website, or the registration form is actually on Sangamon County Farm Bureau's website. That gives you all the information. If you register ahead of time, you're for sure going to get a T-shirt. If you happen to register later, just show up the day of, which is totally fine. You're not guaranteed a shirt, but we're more than happy to have you. If you take part in the drive, you get a T-shirt. Like I said, if you register early, we'll have a little pit stop in between for some water and cookies, and then go the rest of the way and wrap up at the fairgrounds. And then you'll get a lunch ticket. Taft always helps us with that, so you get a lunch voucher. And then, like I said, we wrap up and do voting for the top three tractors. And we have little awards for the top three, and all the it's actually based on money. So however much money you want to put in a jar for whichever tractor you think is the best, all that money goes for Harvest for All. So it goes to food pantries in our area and throughout the state of Illinois.
And that sounds like a great cause there that you have going on. And what's the date again for the tractor drive?
The tractor drive will be Saturday morning, June 15th.
Okay, Katie, and just wrapping up here real quick, anything else you'd like to mention about the fair?
So we hope to see you. One of our big things is once you get into the fairgrounds, all the livestock shows are free, all the carnival rides are free. Our grandstand is an additional price, but once you're on the fairgrounds, for the most part, all the family fun stuff is free and open to everybody.
And again, that was Katie King, secretary for the Sangamon County Fair Board. And the date for the tractor drive will be this Saturday, June 15th. And for more information on that or anything else about the fair, you can visit the website, sangcofair.com. That's S-A-N-G-C-O-Fair.com. Com. Moving on to news from the 91st State FFA Convention being held here in Springfield, I was able to catch up with Aaron Kistner, chapter reporter for the Hillsborough FFA chapter. Aaron was one of four recipients of a Gold Chapter Reporter Award for her work as reporter last year. Here, Aaron explains her experience to receiving the award, as well as her thoughts on the convention thus far.
Well, I mean, it started off with writing news articles every week, getting involved with the members, and making myself work harder. I did have to do an application to get this, and it did take me a lot of time, but in the long run, this was definitely worth it. It was a great experience going on stage and seeing everyone, but I will never forget being my chapter reporter, which I am still at this time, and also I'm going to be a Section 19 reporter also.
You've probably got a lot of new ideas and new goals for the next year. You've already got a good setup with this award you've got, so looking for bigger and better things here next year?
I definitely am. I'm looking forward to making a monthly newsletter, getting involved with the whole Section 19, and meeting all the new people and getting more people involved with the FFA.
What are your overall thoughts about convention thus far? It's just the first day, but so far it's been action-packed just like always.
You're right, it has. There's been great speakers, and I'm just so happy to see our chapter succeed.
Anything else you'd like to say here before we go?
I'd like to say that if you have a chance to go to FFA convention, state convention, go, because it is a great experience.
And again, that was Erin Kistner. She was one of four state recipients of a Gold Chapter Reporter Award here at the 91st FFA Convention. Just a couple quick reminders here for you. If you plan to attend the Montgomery County Farm Bureau's bus trip to the Botanical Gardens in St. Louis later this month, the deadline for that is this Thursday, June 13th. Cost to attend is $35 for Farm Bureau members and $60 for non-Farm Bureau members. The trip will feature a walking and tram tour of the Botanical Garden, as well as lunch at the on-site restaurant Sassafras. Again, that deadline to register is this Thursday, June 13th. And for more information or to register your spot for the trip, you can call the Farm Bureau office in Hillsborough at 532-6171. And also coming up later this month, the Dudley Smith Farm in Christian County will be the site for a field day to be held Wednesday, June 19th. The farm is located between Taylorville and Pena, just off Route 29, at 2200 East 600 North Road. Participants will have the opportunity to learn more about beef cattle management and water quality, as well as soil health. The program is free and open to the public. Advance registration is required by this Friday, June 14th, and you can do so by registering online at go.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling Ashley Bell at the Christian County Extension Office in Taylorville at 217-287-7246. And for this Wednesday morning, June 12th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News from the 91st State FFA Convention in Springfield.